Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, September 26th, 2019. On this day in 1905, Albert Einstein published the third of his Annus Mirabilis papers, including the special theory of relativity. The police consider the confessional letter published on the internet after the arson attack on the S3 to be genuine. The spokeswoman also stated that those who published the letter were also responsible for the arson. According to reporting in the Morgan Post, the apparently left-wing extremist perpetrators of the confessional letter were mostly ridiculed in the internet commentaries when they had tried to construct a reference to their attack on the climate protectors of Fridays for Future. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing on Monday, the arson attack had paralyzed parts of the regional and S-Bahn traffic in eastern Berlin when perpetrators set fire to power and communication cables between Karlshorst and Wohlheide stations. After the attack, a letter of confession from a group that calls itself the Volkengruppe OK had appeared on the internet, which stated, quote, "People who do not get to work, school, or university on time cause economic damage. This is why today we have both slowed down working commuters on their way to work and deliberately attacked travel to the airport." The S-Bahn Line 3 had to be interrupted until the afternoon between the stations of Ostkreuz and Erkner. Also, regional lines RE1, RE7, and RB14 did not run or were diverted via the stations Lichtenberg and Gesundbrunnen. According to the Morgan Post, extremists who belong to these groups have repeatedly committed themselves to attacks since 2011. In the current publication, the extremists construct a connection to the climate activists of the Fridays for Future movement. In the letter, it becomes clear, however, that the authors are less interested in a reduction of climate-damaging pollutants than in a violent overthrow of the system and a, quote, revolutionary change. In addition to the arson, a racist incident occurred at the Ostkreuz replacement bus stop. A Deutsche Bahn security employee insulted an Asian-looking passenger with an accent by mimicking his language. At the request of a Berliner Morgenpost reporter who had observed the scene, the employee denied having mimicked the man, claiming that he had something in his throat. A railway spokesman assured that the case was being investigated. Meanwhile, the left-wing scene is preparing for the 2-mal-watt days, during which squatting is called for. According to security authorities, the attack on the railway line is not related to this, and moreover, per their current state of knowledge, there is also no evidence of a connection with the attempted arson attack on the Federal Ministry of Economics last Friday, when an employee found 4 bottles of a flammable liquid in the building. Tickets for buses and trains in the Berlin-Brandenburg Public Transport System, or VAU-BB, are becoming more expensive. According to reporting by the Berliner Zeitung, public transport prices will rise by an average of 3.4%. The new prices could apply to the timetable change in December. Specifically, a single ticket in the AB fare zone will soon cost €2.90, which is currently €2.80. A one-day AB ticket is to cost €8.60 instead of the current €7, and a monthly AB ticket is to cost €84, €3 more than before. With the annual subscription, however, nothing is to change. In the ABC tariff area, a single ticket will cost €3.60 instead of €3.40. The cost of a day pass will rise from €7.70 to €9.60, and the monthly pass will be €104 instead of €100.50. With the subscription, the prices are to rise with the monthly debit from €992 to €1,008, with annual debit from €961 to €978. According to the Morgan Post, the VAU-BB Supervisory Board will meet today, and tariff questions will be on the agenda. Whether the planned price increases can actually be implemented is still an open question. For many months, there has been massive pressure from the Brandenburg transport companies to raise prices in the VAU-BB. The Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVG, also pushed for an increase in ticket prices after the wage agreement in April brought higher salaries for the 14,500 employees. In July, Berlin's governing mayor Michael Müller of the SPD published plans to introduce an annual public transport ticket for 365 euros. In return, he had not ruled out the possibility that prices for individual tickets would be increased. The BVG had replied that more vehicles and personnel would be necessary if more people switched to public transport in this way. The VVB referred to heavy revenue losses for transport companies, which the state would then have to compensate. In addition, cost-cutting measures must be accompanied by massive expansion of public transport services and infrastructure. For customers, good quality public transport, therefore, is more important than the tariff. Oliver Federici, transport policy spokesman for the Berlin CDU, criticized the planned price increase, stating, quote, "This is the opposite of what most Berliners had expected. Then the prices for commuters in the ABC tariff will also rise. This is not an incentive to switch from cars to local transport. It's also unfair if subscribers in suburbs have to pay more than those in the city center. This is an absurd tariff policy." For a list of old prices and the planned new tariffs, please follow the link in our show notes. The Berlin Fernsehturm is turning 50. The highest building in Germany, with 368 meters to the top of the antenna, was opened on the 3rd of October of 1969 for the 20th anniversary of the GDR. According to tower spokesman Dietmar Jezerich, around 60 million visitors from all over the world have come to the site to date. After the fall of the Berlin Wall, the tower in the middle of the capital had become a symbol of a reunited Germany. The building with the characteristic sphere was once intended to demonstrate the efficiency of socialism. The highlight was the former Telecafé at a height of around 200 meters, which moved 360 degrees in 1 hour. And visitors from the east could look over the wall from above to the west in the immediate vicinity of Alexanderplatz. Even today, guests can still enjoy a bird's-eye view of the city in the restaurant. The speaker announced that there would be tickets for the anniversary that were based on the originals from 1969. On the Day of German Unity, a journey through time will also be presented on monitors in the visitor areas. A celebration with 200 guests from society, politics, and business is planned for the evening of October 3rd. For visitors on that day, however, the tower will be closed from 4 p.m. Almost 30 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Bundestag will decide today on the future handling of the rescued documents of the GDR Ministry for State Security, or the Stasi. One of the main points is the planned transfer of millions of rescued Stasi files, films, photos, and sound recordings to a central federal archive. So far, the archive has been the core of the Stasi files authority. It was created on the initiative of civil rights activists after the peaceful revolution of autumn 1989. Critics believe the plans are an attempt to shut down the authority under the direction of the former GDR oppositional Roland Jahn and called on parliament to suspend a resolution. The planned closure and concentration on fewer archives would cause new buildings to cost millions, which had not yet been calculated. So far, the documents have been stored decentralized. The new plan is to only have one archive location per East German federal state. Jan and Michael Holmann, head of the federal archives, had worked out the concept of change. The federal state of Thuringia had criticized that the plans had been drawn up without prior information from the federal states. The AfD is demanding that each individual should continue to have access to files, quote, close to home. Therefore, the decentralized organization with the branch offices of the authority should be retained. According to the resolution recommendation of the Bundestag Committee for Culture and the Media, files should be transferred to the Bundesarchiv by summer 2021. Jahn told the German press agency that the concept would do justice to the victims of the SED dictatorship, and that further education about the dictatorship would be guaranteed. He went on to say the bundling of competence, technology, and resources ensures a lasting and contemporary use. In this way, a bridge could be built to the next generations, and that with the Federal Archives as part of the national memory, the entirety of the Stasi documents is secured. The recommended resolution also states that the former Stasi headquarters in Berlin-Lichtenberg should be developed into a, quote, site of German dictatorship and democratic history. The legacy of the GDR secret police alone includes 111 kilometers of written records. In addition, there are about 15,000 bags of shredded papers that Stasi officers could not completely destroy. The Stasi Documentation Authority, with its East German branch offices, currently employs around 1,400 people. Last year, around 45,000 applications for personal file inspection were submitted to the Stasi Filing Office. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.